sweet potatoes. Do you have any different kinds of them?
Oh, we had, we used to raise plenty of sweet potatoes. Plenty, but no more. Now maybe there might be one man that raises them out here, or might be two.
You raise yams?
Yeah. There's Benjamin Bertrand and Parvis Benson. Both of them are married to my niece. I think that they raise some sweet potatoes. But now we have one of my nieces that married my wife's nephew. He raises, it makes his own syrup. He just started that here about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Makes his own syrup.
Your mother would boil the clothes in a what? In a...
No, but we had these old time clothes press, we call. That she, you mean that she would store her clothes in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had that great big outfit with two doors on them. I've got one of that type yet. It's not an old one, though.
Okay.
I can show you a homemade clothes press. I guess it's close to 200 years old.
The big, tall things?
Yeah. But mine, the one I got is a little one. It's an old uncle of mine, a brother to my mother's daddy.
Mm-hmm. What about those things that you can sit in?
Huh?
Two people can sit in. Two people can sit in a what?
Oh, well, now, they would make, some of them would make a kind of a rocker, and it'd make it out of the drill holes and make the posts just like that, you see, and drill holes and put them further apart, and then put a rod in there, and it had a peg that would run through so they wouldn't come out. And then they'd make straps, that plain straps, just like you see that back strap there.
Yeah.
And put that in the bottom to sit down on.
Something that two people could sit in.
Yeah, well, they'd...
They have cushions on it and everything?
Well, they'd make them cushion, but they'd make that like that, you see. I don't know what they called it now. In other words, I guess you could call it a double chair.
Nowadays, when you watch TV in the living room, you sit in a what?
Oh, I sit in my reclining chair there.
Chair? Or you got what else in there? What other kind of furniture?
Well, come and look. We got a sofa on each side of the house.
Sofa, yeah, I see.
Yeah, and we got one big reclining chair. Then we got a rocking chair that's on a pivot that turns, and we got two straight back chairs.
And the windows, back in the old days, the things you'd have at the windows to pull down to keep light out.
Yeah.
What was that? Those were.
They call that a curtain.
They'd be on rollers, you know?
Yeah, on rollers, right.
And they'd pull them down?
Right. I see. You're talking about that? That was before the road was built. That was one of the spiels we put up. Because I have a fella from... I don't know if you noticed on your highway coming after you passed that big path... Overpass, you know? You remember passing over it?
Yeah.
Well, you get a good piece on this side is what they call the Flying Ranch. Big cattle man there.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
Okay, now wait. Now, after you go over the bridge,
you
go around a turn.
Yeah. You come up this way, and you see he's got barns, and if you notice going back, you'll find that. That's a very close friend of mine. He's by the name of Alfie. Of course, he's getting pretty old, but he's quite a bit younger than I am. And his son is named Charles Broussard, just like my son. Well, they raise registered Bremers only, and